You're listening to the Closing Market Report for this Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenura is here. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Mike, thanks for being with us. Let's start with the snowstorm in the Midwest that came through last night, and I think it may still be having some remnants there today.
Well, it's bright and sunny out this afternoon, so the storm is long gone, and now we're just going to be waiting for all of this snow to melt. We had the big snow last night in parts of Wisconsin, southern Minnesota, and northern Iowa. And we also had that huge blizzard over the course of last weekend. But these big snowstorms are now a thing of the past.
So when we look forward, I'm hearing that there are several open days, but it's going to take a while to get rid of the snow. Can you put all of that in context?
Well, temperatures are going to warm up quite a bit once we get about a week out from now. Until then, temperatures will still be below normal. But normal high temperatures today are generally in the 50s in the northern Corn Belt and the 60s in the southern Corn Belt. So we'll be a little bit cooler than normal, but that's much warmer than what it has been. Highs over the last 2 to 3 weeks have mostly been in the 30s and 40s, or around 10 to 15 degrees below normal every single day. So this change is still a little bit cool compared to historical normals, but much warmer than where we've been, and that'll be enough to quickly melt away that snowpack over the next 5 to 7 days.
So we get the snowpack away, we start to thaw the ground out, maybe a few planters begin to roll, and then we get 10 days out. What happens at that point?
Well, there's a lot of uncertainty there. We know it will be warmer. This exceptionally cold pattern is coming to an end. So as we go forward, although it might not be completely warm out every day, it won't be this historic level of coldness that we've seen lately. But with that warmer pattern comes a number of storm systems. The setup coming up here in 10 to 14 days is hard to figure out. About the only thing we do know is that the jet stream is going to be lined up fairly close to the U.S. and temperatures will be warmer. Typically, when you put those two features together, you produce rain. So at this point in time, we have to conclude that it's going to turn a little bit wetter in 10 to 14 days from now. That will be around the first 5 days of May. Now, of course, if that does happen, that would become a problem for planting across a big chunk of the central U.S. If it doesn't happen, then we might be able to start making up for some of the delays that we've had over the last week, and especially over the upcoming week. It's a little too far off right now to say, though. We think there'll be near normal rainfall at the very least, which is kind of in that middle ground there where it's not a clear-cut dry story, but it's also not a clear-cut wet story.
Earlier in this program, we heard a portion of what you had to tell the students in Scott Irwin's commodity marketing class yesterday about the correlation between a very cold April and yields for corn across the Midwest. Have you been digging deeper into that over the last 24 hours?
Well, the only additional information that we've come up with is that this April is going to go down as number one or number two coldest since 1895. That's pretty rare territory to be in. And if you isolate out the very five coldest Aprils since 1895 and look at what happened in the summers that followed, well, rainfall didn't really tell us a whole lot. Rainfall was pretty close to normal in June, July, and August of those very cold April years. But temperatures were a different story. In four of those 5 years, temperatures were below normal across the Corn Belt in June, in July, and again in August. That means those summers were persistently cool after the extremely cold Aprils, of which we're experiencing one now. So we'll see if that correlation holds true. This is just what the history tells us. And keep in mind, most of that happened in the earlier part of the 20th century. We haven't really seen anything like this in at least 57 years in 1861.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you being with us for the day.
Great being here, Todd, as always.
That, of course, Mike Tenura. He is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.